Okay, let's say I gave you a helping of mashed potatoes, but you want two times as much. So you'd say, I'll have what? You want two times as much, but you say, oh, I want as much.
Two helping.
All right, I'll try a different way. You do it more than once, you do it...
Two.
Not once, but...
Twice.
There, we got it. First month of the year.
January.
Okay, and then go ahead through all the months of the year.
All the way?
Yeah.
February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. When you, if it's morning and you see somebody you know, how might you greet them? You might say,
good morning.
Until what time would you say that? And then you'd start saying something else. If it were 11 o'clock, would you say that?
Morning.
Until what time would you say good morning to somebody?
12 noon.
As soon as it's 12 noon, you say, okay. What's the part of the day before supper? What do you call that? It's a part of the day before supper.
Evening.
But it'd be before supper. The light, it'd still be light out.
Afternoon.
When would you say afternoon begins?
Well, I'd say it begins after 12.
Okay, and when does it end? When would it be not afternoon anymore?
After 6.
Okay, so it wouldn't really matter when you had dinner. It would be a matter of what time it was.
That's right. Well, I think back then it was a matter of when you had dinner.
Oh, really? When you were growing up?
It was supper, though, then.
You call it supper? Your evening meal?
That's the only. They had dinner, you know, at 12 o'clock.
Oh, I see.
And supper.
What do you call it now if you're going to eat and it's 12 o'clock?
I call it lunch.
But you didn't when you were
growing
up.
No, sir.
You changed, huh?
All right. Well, we had to change when we left out there.
Did you have your biggest meal?
That's right.
In the middle of the day?
At dinner. At 12 o'clock.
And you ate less in the evening?
Well, they still ate a good
meal. Pretty good meal.
You see, they worked. Everybody worked there.
Worked hard, I suppose they had.
And you see, you got up about... Well, it was somebody got up by 4 o'clock. This old colored man, he was the guy, got up at 4 o'clock in the morning to feed the mule. He come up, see, he lived straight across, and just across the road in front of our house. Well, you see, that was his job. You see, to get up, come to our house, go on to the barn, and feed the mule. And then about 5 o'clock, he rang the bell. That meant everybody come. You see, he'd give them mules about an hour to have to eat. And then when he rang that bell, then everybody got up. Well, some of them, you know, had to get up to cook. Well, they was already up. But we had to get up though then and go down and eat breakfast and then go get the mule.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't be lights, you know, probably then. They'd have lanterns on. You'd have a place